Highlight incorrect words after the audio. You do not have much to do, so don't worry much about spending time in highlight incorrect words, just 5-7 seconds after the audio. And last, right from dictation, one of the important question types, you have to make sure after the audio you have to spend maximum of 50 seconds per right from dictation, or including the audio time 1 minute per sentence or per right from dictation. If you follow this time management, things are going to be easier and you will definitely be able to crack your test. Now let's have a look at the last common reason why majority of the students are still struggling to get their desired scores. This is common, this is natural, I've been through this. This is stress, nervousness and anxiety on the test day. Even if you ask me today to go and take the test, I'll be nervous. I am nervous every time I go and sit for the test. It's a natural thing, but we have to make sure we balance it out. Be confident, be calm. You cannot do much now. Whatever you have to give your best. You make mistakes, you ignore those, just move on. PT is a performance test. It's not just a language test. Doesn't matter how well you are prepared, if you do not perform in those 2 hours, you are going to struggle to get your desired scores. Before your test, just be calm, relaxed, take God's name if you wish to, stay calm, just revise whatever you have done till date. But most importantly, to get rid of your nervousness, anxiety, you have to make sure you at least take 3 to 4 full mock tests before your test, so that you know what's going to happen when you go and sit for the test. You have been through the same environment and scenario, and when you take the test, actually take the test, you'll not be nervous. Expose yourself to the similar scenario so that when you actually go and sit in the real test, you are not nervous, you're confident and you give your best. Remember, when you go and sit for the test in a single room, there will be 7 to 8 candidates speaking at the same time. It will be loud. So whenever you practice, play some kind of background noise and practice, especially the speaking part, because there will be a lot of background noise when you actually go and sit for the test. So prepare yourself accordingly, take mock test. To take the mock test, you can anytime go on languageacademy.com.au. The mock tests are designed exactly the same way as you'll have your actual test, and that will help you get in a better shape and prepare better for your PT test. Now let's debunk few of the common myths which I am getting from a lot of students. First one is templates are banned. It's just a myth. You can still use templates, you can still use structures, but you'll have to add relevant content. Second, you cannot add extra words in write from dictation. You can still add extra words in write from dictation. I've tested it, tried it. It works. You have to make sure you add extra words. But many times what happens is you go for the test, you add extra words and you instantly think, okay, I've added extra words. This guy told me and now I should be getting 90. See, extra words will only help you get the scores if you have written the correct words as well. If you just write wrong words everywhere, or if you use a strategy which I have told you but you're not following it properly, you're not going to get the scores. For example, there was one strategy I used to tell every student, go and follow one end strategy. Some students, when they were not able to get their desired scores in speaking and reading, they never used to analyze their scores and they straight away put the blame on this strategy. Strategies, templates, structures will work if you learn how to implement them and if you follow them properly. Using the same template, one student will get 90, the other one will even get 40. So it's not just the template which will get you the scores, it's more about how you use it. So be very careful and also understand the marking criteria. And the last one is each and every question will be checked by human. That's not the case. PT has implemented human involvement or human checking in 7 different question types, but that will only happen if whenever you submit your response, artificial intelligence or AI or the scoring mechanism thinks that you have used the template and there's no relevant content in your answer, then it will be marked by a human checker. If you add relevant content and address the question properly, you will be 100% fine. Alright, that's it from this video. If you're watching the video till here, that means you are actually committed. You actually want to give 100% to get your desired scores. And trust me, you're closer to your desired scores. Just follow and implement the plan I've given you today. Understand your mistakes, work on the same, take mock tests, learn what PT test is expecting from you, what's the right marking criteria, what are the right templates, and how you have to manage your time, and you will be there soon. If I have done it, if thousands of students are doing it every day, you can do it as well. Just be calm. Whenever you go and sit for the test, you do not get your art scores. Don't just keep on practicing. Give yourself some time. Analyze your mistakes. Analyze your scorecard. See where you have gone wrong and then practice. Do not just push the wall. Understand why you're not improving. Work on those areas and you'll be 100% fine. That's it from this video. I hope the video was helpful. If it was, do like, share and subscribe. That helps the channel to grow as well. That keeps me motivated and that helps the video to reach more audience. If you need any help, do let me know in the comment section. To get any kind of assistance, online or on campus training, feel free to give us a call, send us a message. We have got a campuses in India, in Australia and in Nepal as well. And we do provide online classes. We have got 12 sessions running every day according to different time zones. Just give us a call, send us a message. We will be with you and we will give 100% to help you out. Like we have helped more than 50,000 students till date. That's it. Now you can go on languageacademy.com.au, register and start practicing, or you can download the LAPT exam practice app as well.